This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're only 35 days out. I'm going to open the phones up and cover a ton of news after Mark Randazzo leaves us at the end of the segment. Listen, we have to fight back. Everybody knows that if you get a big mega system and the big banks link up and they start denying people the right to commerce simply because of who they claim you are, when you haven't committed a crime or done anything wrong or engaged in fraud, is true persecution. It's Hitler's dream. First thing Hitler did was start curtailing how Jews and others could do business. He took them out of banking. And then the rest is history. And so this is happening. I'm all a free market, sacrosanct, your business, whatever. But when they all work in unison and say, we're going to destroy you, it's serious. So we filed an injunction. I guess you call it a lawsuit. Just one more minute on that, Mark Randazzo. It's up on Infowars.com. We might just tell folks basically what this is seeking. So that when the media asks me, I can point to this video.
I mean, it's kind of complicated because what we're seeking is PayPal has what's called an arbitration clause. So we have to do this before an arbitrator. But they require 30 days advance notice before you can do that. But PayPal is going to shut you off in 10 days. So you don't have the time to do that, to go get an arbitrator to tell them to stop. So we're asking the court for really limited relief, that the court just says to PayPal, hold on, Alex might win this, so you've got to stop your plan to terminate him until you can get this properly before an arbitrator. And then we'll go into the depths of the argument. So really what we're asking for right now is pretty limited. But ultimately, the goal of the case and the arbitration will be to try to turn back this tide of really arbitrary and capricious decisions to try to exclude people from the marketplace of ideas.
And you also get into how their contract basically tries to make you waive all your rights up front. And as huge institutions, that's a dangerous precedent, kind of like what they would do with the company store or the old railroads.
Yeah, well, we are making that argument in our papers, that we feel that they're, I ask anybody out there how many times they've read their online terms and conditions for any service that they use. If you have, then you're probably in the 0.1%. But of course, they're all written extremely one-sided, and that's maybe one thing when it's an entertainment website. But when it's something that you actually need in order to participate in commerce, I think it's another story.
Yeah, what if the airlines start saying, we're not going to let you fly because you're a political affiliation? Or what if, I mean, this is a very, very dangerous precedent. In closing, I want your take on Kavanaugh. And again, we're not a cult. People say, hey, if Randazzo agrees or disagrees, I mean, I respect you. What's your view on Kavanaugh?
I previously did my analysis of him just on his First Amendment jurisprudence, and I liked it. I don't really like him on the Fourth Amendment. As far as the accusations go, I think there's enough room to call both of them liars. But what I really was troubled with is his temperament when he was under pressure. I've been before judges who are somewhat tyrannical and not really open to listening to both sides of things. And the way that he performed there on the stand made it this is not somebody I'd like to see on the court. I think we can do better. But it's not to do with the accusations. It's really to deal with how he's dealt with them. And I think if we've got 9 people in that court and somebody's put on there for life, I don't want somebody who seems like he's going to turn into a caged badger when he's questioned.
But if you're innocent of these outrageous charges, a normal person will get very, very angry.
But I'm not looking for normal people on the Supreme Court. I'm looking for extraordinary people on the Supreme Court. And I was not terribly impressed with that.
Let me ask you this then. Do 5 more minutes with us. We're going to break for 60 seconds. Sure. If you were the Supreme Court nominee and this was happening and it wasn't true, how would you respond? What would your opening statement be when we're back in 60 seconds? No, your opening statement, Mark. No time to prepare. Mark Randazzo's opening statement. He's been accused of all this stuff with no evidence. And what would he say at that point? Infowars.com, Newswars.com, tomorrow's news today. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7,000 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. MyoTru Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, it could be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
35 days out from this incredibly historic election. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Your calls and a ton of news are coming up, finishing up with constitutional lawyer, First Amendment lawyer Mark Randazza. We have filed a restraining order, a lawsuit in San Francisco in federal court against PayPal. You can read the lawsuit at InfoWars.com right now, and it's really about everybody's rights. I'm fighting the whole cashless society control system that the mega banks are setting up with Silicon Valley. I mean, Facebook wants your banking data. They want everything in there so they can have a web ID and then persecute you if you don't play ball with their system. Now, first we heard we need due process for these women, but there is no due process for him. And I know that, you know, this is a job interview, as they're calling it. I just know there's no way to prove 36 years ago, especially if all of her witnesses say that what she said didn't happen. But we moved past that. Now we've got her working for Big Pharma, RU486. That's a reason she doesn't like Kavanaugh, obviously, because she thinks he might restrict that. I see that as a motive. Then you've got her as a big Hillary supporter. But what about her involved in mind control style programs of false memories, new memories, funded by DARPA and co-authoring major studies at Stanford? That's coming up after Mark Randazza leaves us. This is just insane. You've got her whole family in the CIA, basically. And then you've got this creme de la creme project of DARPA. And then you've got the Unabomber, and you've got the Aurora shooter, and they're all in these same programs. Earlier I showed mainstream news, Psychology Today, LA Times, all of it. People don't know this. They go, oh, Jones claims they're involved in mind control. No, the LA Times does. Okay? So I'm telling you, why does this continue to pop up? It needs to be looked at. We're going to be talking about it in a moment. But going back to Mark Randazza, Mark, Jeff Flake saying the same thing you were saying earlier. We can't have that on the court, sharp and partisan, saying he was getting so angry at people saying he's raping women on boats that isn't true, and raping people in Colorado, turns out isn't true, and now there's anonymous letters sent to Congress that the news puts out that a woman saw him rape a woman in a car, and another anonymous woman said that she saw him rape the daughter, but that wasn't true, and then that's withdrawn, and all this talk of criminal charges of the people putting these false reports out. I mean, I just think the way they waited to the 11th hour to bring this out, all this to me stinks to high heaven.
Oh, yeah. I think the villain in this is Dianne Feinstein, who had that information and sat on it for the whole summer. There would have been plenty of time to investigate without this. But, you know, at the same time, you got to respect the fact that this is politics, and that's, you know, that was a strategic decision by her. I didn't find her very credible when they were asking her who leaked the information either. So, you know, as far as we have a credibility problem there, I think she's got one. But Mr. Kavanaugh has one as well. I don't understand why, you know, he spent all this time trying to paint himself as having been a, you know, pretty angelic kid back in high school and college. I mean, look, if that had been me, I can't run away from a lot of the things I did in high school and college. I mean, if, you know, you were saying what would happen if I were nominated to the Supreme Court? I mean, I'd probably have to just walk in there in a pirate outfit and say, oh, man, you guys don't know the half of it. Let me start laying out some of the crazy stuff I did. And why run away from it? You know, there was a movie a while back where Robin Williams was a comedian running for office. And, you know, they put a microphone in front of his face and he said, yeah, I've smoked pot, I've done cocaine, I've had group sex, you know, what do you got? And that was the end of that. And remember that was, you know, again, that was what people did in their personal lives back then was how we liberals used to say everything ought to be when they were bothering with Gary Hart or bothering with Bill Clinton's past. You know, now that's all on its head because it's politics time. That bothers me. But when I look at Kavanaugh and I see that he's just been so inconsistent and, you know, and really trying to paint himself as something he's not, just if it was me and I was in his situation, I'd have come out and said, look, yeah, I was a pretty hard partier in high school and college and law school. I don't think there's any credence to any of these allegations. I would love there to be an FBI investigation. Take all the time you want. Have another investigation. Investigate me and investigate everybody who's making these allegations and bring back what you got, because I'm not afraid of any of it. You know,
sure, that sounds reasonable, but they're trying to stall the nomination. But I mean, I'll give you this. Yeah. When they say, well, how much beer did you drink? Well, I drank some beer. Did you drink beer? I mean, I almost kind of like the fact that it's upsetting him that he's a real person. And Mark, I don't know that a few people that went to college with him or high school said that he was a heavy drinker is proof when they're Democrat professors. Why is it all professors accusing him?
Well, you know, that could be any number of reasons. You know, there could be people who know him who want him to be on the court that know he was a hard partier. I really don't know. All I know is that when you ask me a question like that, I'm going to give you a direct answer. And I don't think that's what he did. I didn't like his temperament. I didn't like his evasiveness. I didn't like how he answered a lot of those questions. And, you know, there's only 9 people on the Supreme Court. And, you know, I already think we could do better than some of the ones we have.
And you were saying during the break, that you thought that Trump's big take control would be just withdrawing and put Barrett in there.
Look, that'd be the power play. You know, Trump just said, look, you know, there's too much of a cloud here. I think that what Dianne Feinstein did was shameful. I think what the Democrats did is shameful. But if I'm going to appoint somebody for a lifetime and you put this cloud over his head, shame on you for doing it. But I'm going to withdraw his name and then put her up.
Well, I'll say this. I want to get the victory, and I think it's been made up of the Democrats. But I get your point. Now the Democrats are talking about trying to impeach him later. Talking about Kavanaugh, and like they're going to just keep this going. They have literally crapped in the punch bowl. But here's the problem: we let them get away with this; they'll do it again and again. But I agree, they're not going to buy if he puts Barrett up that she raped women. I mean, because they're going to have women come out; they're going to all be MK Ultra professors probably too, and they'll say she was wearing a cat woman outfit. I saw her slit children's throats, drink the blood, and people I don't think will buy it if they do that. What do you think?
Look, I think that whoever they put, I mean, I think there's enough blame to spread around to everybody who played politics with the court. I mean, let's face it, there used to be a rule that you had to have 60 senators to approve a nominee, which tended to push us toward a little more moderate of nominees. And you kind of want the court to be moderate. The Democrats got rid of that. And I thought it was a bad idea when they did it, because now all you need is 51 and that's enough. That's a problem.
Well, let me ask you this question, because they have dug their own
grave. To say they're trying to delay it till after the midterm, well, of course they are. I mean, and what did the Republicans do when Merrick Garland got nominated? You know, they delayed it almost 10 months.
Sure, let me ask you this then. So, gut level, do you think Kavanaugh gets confirmed?
Do I think he gets confirmed? No. I think Jeff Flake is the swing vote here. Jeff Flake is the 51st vote. And I think Jeff Flake is somebody who doesn't care about getting reelected. I mean, he's already retired one time. He's just there to finish out John McCain's term. And, you know, I think Jeff Flake maybe positions himself as a heck of a choice as maybe a Republican nominee for president if he can assuage some of the left with the decision not to support Kavanaugh. So my money's on Flake turning.
Well, you're right that Flake's leaving, but it's the other guy that just took over from McCain. Let's go ahead, though, since you mentioned, here's Feinstein bumbling around. It's all right. Go ahead.
I did not hide Dr. Ford's allegations. I did not leak her story. She asked me to hold it confidential, and I kept it confidential as she asked. She apparently was stalked by the press, felt that what happened, she was forced to come forward, and her greatest fear was realized. She's been harassed, she's had death threats, and she's had to flee her home. In addition, the investigation that the Republican majority is heralding is really nothing that I know about, other than a partisan
practice. That's her bumbling around. Well, listen, Mark, bottom line, we're going to be able to get your response coming up this week, and we're going to see what happens, but I'm glad that we've filed this because it's the right thing to do with PayPal. Thank you so much. Anything else?
You look at Feinstein's testimony there, and I'm not buying that either. I mean, I buy it when she says technically I did not leak it.
It's one of her stabbers did.
I would be willing to bet a heck of a lot of money that one of her staffers did, or somebody who did it at her direction or her wink and nod.
All right, Mark Randazzo, thanks. We'll be back with a ton of news, your phone calls. Stay with us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm gone from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay down over me. I opened up a little old lady. I hit the fantasy.
I got no friends.
I got no friends because they read the paper.
Can't be seen
with me.
That if we took on the globalists, they were authoritarian, they were corrupt, they were out of control, they were evil, they were tax exempt, they had diplomatic immunity, and then they want you to be poor. I knew that a large portion of people would want to be free and wouldn't want to be schmucks. And I knew that we would start to win. But I also knew that I would end up getting attacked. I also knew that I would get demonized and they would try to take me down. But here's the deal. We're in the same company as many other great trailblazers throughout history. And so it's not fun at one level to have people go, F you, Russian agent, on the street. But it's better than letting this huge, corrupt global system take over and continue to break our back and break up our families and turn us against each other and promote racism and modern mind control. So I'm a winner. Like Tommy Robinson says, I'm not a victim, I'm a target. Well, I'm not a victim, I'm a target. Now, that said, I personally would like to win this myself. I'll do whatever it takes to win the big fight against the globalists, even if it means they kill me. Doesn't mean I want to die. Doesn't mean I'm looking for death. Doesn't mean I'm suicidal. The opposite. People ask me in interviews, they say, how far will you go? You've been persecuted. You've been attacked. You've been sued. You've been demonized. And I say, I'm going to go all the way to death if I have to. I'm ready to die. Doesn't mean I want to die. It means I'm ready to. Being ready to fight doesn't mean I'm looking to fight. But somebody starts a fight with me, I'm going to fight back. Doesn't mean I want to get in a fight. I'm ready to die. I don't want to die. But if I need to, I'm ready. And you know, at a kind of a sick level, I fight these people so hard, and I have so much passion to do it, that I'll never give up, and I work harder even as I get older, and it really means a lot to me to stop these people because I know how bad they are, and they've done so many things to me that every victory we have is that much more important. It's beyond savoring it. It's beyond vitriol. It's beyond exultation. It's beyond triumph. It's just doing the right thing. It's like being thrown off a boat in the middle of the ocean and swimming 10 miles back to shore. Every muscle's burning and you're about to pass out. You're drinking, you know, seawater, gulping it in on accident. You're about to pass out, but somehow you make it onto that beach. And even though you feel like you're dead, you're in heaven. And it's that same thing. I've already made it to the beach in the allegory, but my family and billions of people are not there yet. And so I've got to go back out into the ocean, and I've got to go through that pain and all of that again, because I don't want to be on this island alone. And that's really how it feels. We got a lot of big breaking news. I'm going to give the phone number out, take a lot of calls today, obviously on Kavanaugh, on us filing lawsuit against PayPal to defend our rights and your rights and to just start the conversation about what's going on, even though it is an uphill battle, and so much more. And we have an incredible Millie Weaver video that has been posted to Infowars.com. It is the raw video. We've had it bleeped and we for TV, when you're on broadcast TV, you can't even show people flipping off. So we have to do a bunch of, we put Make America Great Again over his shirt saying F Trump. And over him flipping everybody off. So we have that family version coming up. And these folks admit that they're here illegally. And then there's a man there who lost his daughter, and he gets in their face. Because there's this arrogance. It's like the lady that confronted Flake and said, how dare you? He's raping women. You're going to let me get raped. Women are being raped, raped, raped. She's from Colombia. She's a lesbian. But she's got two kids. I guess she adopted. Fine. And she's just screaming how America sucks when in Colombia they kill hundreds and hundreds of gays a year, which is a bad thing. But America is this super open, inclusive country. And then now you've got the LGBTP, I had pedophile at the end of it, it's more and more, that's part of it. Six-year-old pupils write gay love letters to learn to accept diversity. We're going to play the video of that coming up. So you put your children in school, and they tell six-year-olds, little boys write love letters to boys, girls write to girls. This is people sexualizing your children. This is Tavistock Institute, breakdown of civilization. This is brutal. So that's coming up as well next segment. But first, so we got a big blitz. Next segment, then your calls start. At least two packages sent to the Pentagon suspect to contain ricin, the deadly neurotoxin poison, officials say. At least two packages sent to the Pentagon are suspected of containing ricin, a Pentagon spokesman confirmed to Fox News today. The packages never made them into the Pentagon, but were flagged in a mail delivery building next door, the spokesman said. The FBI has led the investigation, officials told Fox News. On Monday, the Pentagon Force Protection Agency detected a suspicious substance during mail screening at the Pentagon's remote screening facility. Colonel Robert Manning said in a statement, the envelopes were taken by the FBI this morning for further analysis. All USPS mail received by the Pentagon mail screening facility yesterday is currently under quarantine and posed no threat to the Pentagon personnel. Wonder who it was getting mailed to. Ricin is a poison that can take several different forms, but its purified powder can be deadly. It's also one of the easiest poisons to manufacture. In June, a Wisconsin mom was accused of spreading ISIS propaganda online, including directing one person how to make ricin, how to deploy it in a government facility or water reservoir. The same month, an Islamic extremist ricin attack planned for Germany was foiled. And remember, we should get McAfee back on. He found out that the Belizean government was giving Hezbollah passports into the U.S. and that they were producing ricin there. And I didn't think he was lying, but 2 years after he said it here, it came out in the news that indeed was going on. I was blown away. So I would say Islamic, it will be the main culprit or some leftist false flag. We're not sure. We will follow that as it unfolds, obviously, here. We're going to go to break. You can still use PayPal, and I guess my lawyer's saying, no, keep it up there. Don't stop using it. We're filing an injunction. That's the whole point of it. So as long as PayPal works, it comes through, we'll process it and ship you your order at InfoWarsStore.com. You don't have to use PayPal if you don't want. We have other payment systems at InfoWarsStore.com as well, but obviously, we're the tip of the spear. We're having a big effect. We're covering the real issues. We're relaunching Americana. The country's coming back from the dead, and the globalists want us shut down. So your financial support isn't just appreciated. It's essential. It's absolutely a must, and we've got great products you need. Let me tell you, this has been a year in development. Happy's Mood and Stress takes the known concentrated organic herbs for mood and smooth energy and so much more. And every formula is different for different people. So try it, see how you like it. But I think folks are going to love it. It's 50% off out of the gates because I want you to try it and see how amazing it is. It's something that I definitely like to take in the evening to smooth things out. We'll be back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals.
This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we're 35 days out from this incredibly historic election, and things are heating up. You've got Christine Blasey Ford, her entire family being high-level CIA, her co-authoring top papers at Stanford in DARPA CIA-funded projects on implanting false memories and mind control under a larger directive for human experimentation and torture. It's unbelievable. So, we're going to be looking more at that. This is incredible. The full article, Christine Blasey Ford ran mass hypnotic inductions to implant false memories on psychiatric participants. I'll cover this more at the bottom of the next hour after we take calls, but I went over the LA Times in Psychology Today. Did you know Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was in the MKUltra mind control program? Oh, did you know that the Aurora shooter was? That was in the mainstream news. His psychiatrist was the former head of Air Force Psychiatric Operations. His father, a colonel, also in the Air Force, assigned to NASA and Space Command, is a top expert on machine-controlled systems in human minds. And, of course, the son was paid $90-plus thousand a year to work directly in a mind-control program, and he said he was under mind control after he carried out the shooting, and that was in the Denver Post. But when you go to the Southern Poverty Law Center or Media Matters, they just say, Jones claims it's mind control. I don't claim jack diddly squat. I don't know what's going on. I just know Tim McVeigh was in a mind control program. That came out in the news. James Holmes was. Theodore Kaczynski was. And now this lady heads up major projects on implanting false memories. Good God. And we've got the psychiatric system's got 30% of people on psychotropic drugs, and now they want to put all the kids on them. Now they want to put lithium in the water. We've got mad scientists running the country. I told you she looks like a lunatic to me. Oh, but people say, oh, don't question a victim because she says she's a victim. She's a victim. Well, there's an article up on Infowars.com right now that I'm going to get to here in just a few minutes. Where you've got this Georgetown professor saying she wants to kill Kavanaugh, wants to chop his testicles off. And of course, she'll probably get an award. That same university suing me with a bunch of made-up garbage. White GOP senators deserve a miserable death. He deserves to have his testicles chopped off. That's the type of stuff we're dealing with as a culture and as a society. But first, I want to get to this report that everybody should send out. It's on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And the version you're going to see here is edited and cut down with the cussing all cut out of it and flipping the bird and the F this, F that, deleted. But the full unedited is on Infowars.com. Right now, man confronts illegals over loss of his daughter. Epic debate at Tennessee Trump rally while interviewing protesters at a recent Trump rally in Johnson City, Tennessee. A man confronts a woman advocating illegal immigration over the wrongful death of his daughter, a repeat offending illegal alien. This heated exchange captures the heart of the issue, and one of the people says, I'm illegal. Well, the whole point is we're seeing incredible arrogance here. And Mexico and everybody else controls their borders. Why can't we? There's such incredible entitlement. Let's go ahead and go to Millie Weaver's report.
I don't like the fact that he is putting kids in cage. That's inhumane, if you ask me. It's not right. I don't like the fact that he's separating families. I don't think you would have liked to be separated whenever you were younger. You know what I'm saying? And I have a strong bond with my mom. I would have never pictured myself being separated by my mom. I know the feeling that the kids have. And it's sad. Every time I watch the news, there's even more kids being caged up. That's not right. Dogs are caged up, not humans.
So are you talking about the issue of people being deported that are here illegally?
No, I'm not saying that, and I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that he shouldn't cage up kids who have families who support them and love them. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's right for him to be separating children at such a young age, you know?
So are you talking about the issue where you had all the Times and a bunch of these articles talking about how kids were being separated from their family at the border?
Right. Yeah, I think that's really inhumane. I don't think it's right.
Did you hear about how the little girl who was pictured on Time magazine crying, that her parents came out and said that was fake because they were with her the whole time and she was just kind of having a little temper tantrum, and they took that picture and they lied and said that she was a child that was being taken from her family when she never was? Did you hear about that?
All right, that's one, right? That's one. That's one person who lied. That's one person who lied. That's not all of them. You can get out of here. You can get out of here. You can get out of here. Get out of my
face.
I'm not in your face.
Get in my face.
You're in my face.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
If you guys don't care, I'm an immigrant. I'm from Argentina. I came here the right way.
What have you understood? Go to jail. Go to jail.
Wow.
Why were you? They're down in America.
Okay.
Look what one of them did to my daughter.
So what happened? Can you tell us
about
what happened?
Yeah, it was parked at UI in Jonesboro. And an illegal hit her head on doing over 100 miles an hour and had three of his kids in his car. And when my grandson was with my daughter died. I don't ever get to see my daughter again. He left the country. A sorry sheriff we got let him walk right out of the hospital, right out of the county, and he's gone. He's in Mexico. Our country is so sorry they won't go to Mexico and get nobody, but they allow them to come here.
So you're really upset because you lost your daughter to
the illegal
immigration issue.
On his fourth DUI. He was on probation for his third DUI. How would you feel?
Is this your grandbaby?
This is one of them. Yeah, I got seven of them.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry for your loss. That's horrible.
Well, there ain't nothing that nobody can say to make me feel any better.
More of it is on InfoWars.com right now. You notice the illegal aliens are all wearing Mexico soccer jerseys. They're saying F you, F that. Totally entitled, but don't want to be in Mexico. But want to come here and then get upset and get angry and get in everybody's face. It's just crazy. And it's true. It's come out even in Austin, Texas, that they let illegal aliens go for burglary, for arson, for rape, for DUI, hit and run, because they're just told, let them go. They're above the law because the left wants to cater to this to create balkanization. Very, very sad that we've gotten to this point in this country. And you just see the arrogance of the folks flipping everybody off and saying, F Trump, F this, and then lying. Oh, a lot of these kids get separated. You have millions of people trying to come across the border every couple of years. Like a million a year, really, back and forth. And most of the children are unaccompanied. You're like, got a 12-year-old? Who are you? Where's your ID? Who are you with? Oh, this is my daddy. You don't even know it's their daddy. Most of the time it's not. It's the coyote. You just stick them in general? It was the ACLU 30 years ago got the law changed so you wouldn't stick kids in with random groups you grab off the border. People bringing their kids across, all that death, all that desert, they're not the bad ones. No, it's America paying for it all, but they're sure as hell fighting to get here as soon as they can. And then as soon as they get here, the left winds them up into these anti-American folks. I couldn't imagine walking around Mexico wearing USA shirts, then walking up and bitching at Mexicans, you let me have welfare and everything free. They would laugh at me and then kick my butt. Everybody knows it. But we're all seen as schmucks in America, aren't we? I'll give the number out when we come back, and we got a lot more. Stay with us.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we have the most censored, banned, attacked, lied about broadcast in the world. Because we're really just talking about common sense and giving people the news behind the news, the story behind the story. 35 days out from the election. We're going to open the phones up right now for folks that have called in lately that I didn't get to. You go to the first of the line or first-time callers. Those two different groups. I'd like to hear from you on Kavanaugh. You on these liberal professors calling for people to be murdered and killed. What's happening with the whole NAFTA situation. Some of the media spinning it that Trump sold us out on NAFTA because he now renegotiated it to be a better deal. No, I mean, we have to have agreements. What do you think about that? The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539 is the number to join us. 877-789-ALEX. And we can get into any big subject you'd like to cover, from the two packages of Ryerson intercepted being sent to the Pentagon. That's breaking as well. Do you think Kavanaugh is going to get confirmed? You know, I know this. I'll get to some of these clips here in a moment. We have Julie Swetnick now saying that she doesn't remember if Kavanaugh did anything, contradicting her previous statements. And again, I've got stacks of news here where a letter was sent by an anonymous person to the Senate saying they saw Kavanaugh and another man rape a woman in a car. I mean, when you're a public figure, people say unbelievable stuff. I remember on YouTube, when I was getting divorced like 5 years ago, I got asked in depositions. And I got asked in written questions, is this your wife in Louisiana? Because some woman I'd never seen said that I was her wife. I mean, her husband. And when you're confronted with this stuff, I'm like Kavanaugh. I'm like, what the? No. And they're like, are you sure? Because it's a mix of wanting to laugh or a mix of wanting to get angry. Because when you're a public figure, people make stuff up about you particularly. But then what's even worse is I get banned from 90-plus major platforms, from Instagram to Facebook to Twitter to Google to YouTube. And then all Google does is put hundreds of pages of negative lies and crap on top about me and then doesn't let me respond. It's the cowardice of these big corporations. And then they get on TV and say, we're not censoring, we're not gaming our search engines, we're not doing a damn thing. And then you get their own internal documents and their own whistleblowers go public and they say they're helping round up their political dissidents. They're putting all the negative search results on top about Trump and his enemies. Stuff is right up there where they can lie about it. And I've been lumped in with Trump because I've supported the president. Because the globalists hate his guts, and he's trying as hard as he can to bring governance back to this country. Does that mean everything he does is perfect? No. But I got to tell you, he's not a dictator, and I'm glad he's not. But he can't get everything done he wants to get done, and I'm surprised by how much he's gotten done 20 months in. And a lot of people that don't appreciate it, I think, have that disease of instant gratification. I think you really, really do. And I'm not complaining in our general audience, but when people accuse me of being in a love fest with Trump, well, you're damn right it's a love fest. Because I've sacrificed a lot for President Trump. It's like he sacrificed a lot for me and you, and we're in this together. And they say the pressure of persecution brings people very, very close together, and it does. Because we're all fellow travelers now, to use the communist term, but in a good way. We've been through the fire together. We're going to go through more fire together. And I'll tell you, this crew has been to the fire, and I love them, and I appreciate them, and they put up with me, and just a round of applause for the InfoWars crew. And a round of applause for all of you out there that have stood with us, because we're doing this not because it's easy, but because it's the right thing to do. And I've seen evil out of our enemies, not just from the top kingpins I expected it from, but from their own grass-level minions who'd have a better life if they just stood up for what was right. But because they imagine they've got power through the system, they have taken on the spirit of corruption, the fallen spirit of the establishment, and will now do anything. I've experienced people that I knew for 15 years tell lies that are 100%, God is my witness on my children, lies. You expect something to be true, and like, wow, you made it all up. You didn't find something and spin it. You just made up total lies. That hurts. It hurts me to know how far you've fallen, and that the general public is that evil, and that people bite the hand that feeds them. But I'm telling you, it's the entitlement society where the weak think the strong are there to take care of them. And when we try to take care of the weak, they then try to make us their slaves. The globalists say, hey, control the weak, make them weaker, make them think you're helping them, but really enslave them. And that's the real system you've got from the Democrats. Trump is trying to empower the individual, the family, the worker, the striver. He's trying to reboot and defibrillate our heart. And for that, he's hated by the controllers, who gave up on themselves, gave up on humanity a long, long, long time ago. So we'll start the next hour, and I'll go right to your phone calls, Chris and Brendan and Luke and Cynthia and Mike and everybody else at 877-789-ALEX. And I'll get to some of these clips as well. The Kavanaugh accuser now changing her story and so much more. But I got to tell you, it makes my head spin that 9 times out of 10, when you've got a big mass shooting or a big Supreme Court debacle or a Unabomber, it'll just say in the newspaper, they were in the CIA mind control program. That's not my opinion. That's Psychology Today. The Aurora shooter, Tim McVeigh, Oklahoma City, the Unabomber. And I don't know what's going on. I just know something's going on. When you might have 0.1% of people in these mind control programs, and then 90% of the people involved in all this stuff are in the program, something's going on. Riddle me this, Batman. Don't have to be Sherlock Holmes to know something's going on here. And see, these people don't want you looking at it. They don't want you investigating it. They don't want you talking about it. And they don't want this broadcast up here getting into it. And that's why they're trying to shut us down. But I can tell you something right now. You think I want to sue the Pepe the Frog creator when he sued me? I had to sue him, even though he tried to settle for nothing. Because they just want to tell me what images I can use when it's fair use. And he said it was fair use. You think I want to sue PayPal? I got to stand up against this Mark of the Beast system, but I'm doing it. And that's why I need you to fund our operation. Because we're at war. For not just what InfoWars is doing, but for your rights as well. And I am fighting. And I'm swinging for the fences. And I'm not giving up. And I believe in you. So I'm going to go down with this ship, or I'm going to roll through the enemy and win on the other side. Because the fight's where I want to be, and I want to be on the right side of history and the right side of God. But I'll tell you this. It is so powerful when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you get T-shirts and you wear them in public and you meet like-minded people and you exercise that First Amendment and you get past the fear. When you get the supplements and see how great they work compared to other supplements, you find out we put more high-quality ingredients in the products than anybody else we know of anywhere. Ours are the best. Tomorrow's the last day to get Brain Force Plus 40% off. The Great Nootropic, 40% off. Secret 12, high quality. B12 under the tongue, you absorb a lot more of it. That's about to end. You know, I'd said today was the last day to get PayPal, but I talked to the lawyers last night and this morning. They said, no, we're doing an injunction to stop it. Keep it up there. They say Thursday's the last day. And then if they take it down, that's another issue. You won't be able to use PayPal, InfoWarsStore.com. But if your order goes through, we'll get it, and it'll be shipped to you. So you can still use PayPal and InfoWarsStore.com. I said today was the last day, but things changed because, obviously, we filed suit in San Francisco against PayPal for a lot of reasons. You can read the complaint at InfoWars.com. But we're fighting. Other people say, oh, we wish someone would fight the UN or fight Hillary. Well, we put airplanes up all over the country against her and said she was a monster. Hillary for prison shirts, you wore them. And we had thousands of folks go to her events and point out Bill Clinton's a rapist. And we did it. We got on her radar, and now she's trying to destroy me. So understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're a weapon system of the truth that needs to be maintained. But regardless, I've done service to the country and to you and to myself and everybody else, but I would ask for your hopes and your prayers and your financial support. Because you know what? I'm willing to be destroyed, but darn it, that'll be a big victory for the enemy, and I hope it doesn't happen. So make the decision to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and belly up to the bar and get some of those great products and sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Because without you, Soros and that witch Hillary Wynn, with your help, we're unstoppable.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Whether you're looking